Yo guys, welcome to another episode of the YMZ Tech Talk podcast, talking latest technology and digital trends. And as usual, you're riding with me, Tabo, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Tabiso and Karabo. Are you guys good?
Yes, we can't complain.
And I remember on the last episode, we were joined by Lerato, and she felt like she enjoys our podcast, and then she like, let me come through for another one. So
is she back again?
Yeah, we have Lerato here. Lerato, are you good?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Are you excited?
Super excited.
Yeah. So you said you enjoyed our last episode, so you felt like you want to come through for this one.
Yeah.
Okay, I know. We welcome you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're going to be on the upcoming episode. So this is the last one for you.
who knows? Maybe we'll just let you be our fourth, you know? Yeah, we'll see about that. As usual, we start the episode by catching up on the latest news and trends that have been happening in technology and social media. First one, we have VU. VU is a new streaming service that launched in South Africa, but it's not new. It has been available in other countries. So the platform is now available in South Africa, and it has signed a partnership deal with SABC One. So you will see some of the SABC One shows like Uzalo and Skim Sam on that platform. And the platform charges about 70 bucks a month, that's 69 rand a month, 20 rand a week, 5 rand a day. So do you guys think it's too harsh on the charging fee as compared to Netflix, which about 99 bucks or something?
I think it's a fair price. But though I haven't subscribed to the platform, because I mean I get to watch Skim Sam for free. So for now I haven't found something interesting that I could watch on a paid term, you know.
Oh yes, yeah. I checked that out. Yeah. Actually, I was watching on Skim Sam this past week. Actually, I just got there. I didn't have to sign up or anything. I just got there, streamed it, and then done. I didn't have to sign up. So I don't know what's there. Plan in terms of that, because also you gotta remember that platforms like this, they want membership type of thing. Even if they give you like a trial for 30 days,
yeah
you know. So mm-hmm. I don't know what's their approach though. Yeah,
it all depends on the content that they have.
Yeah, but it's mostly like most of I've seen SABC's like Uzalo, Skim Sam. I've seen ETV's couple of shows from ETV, you know. So the platform currently has about 30 million monthly users. That's huge for me. And then minutes being consumed there, it's like 37.5 billion. Damn, that's huge. And
so these 30 million users, where are they from? Is it the worldwide?
Global? Yes, it's a worldwide thing. Yes, yeah. So the platform is available in countries like Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, India, Egypt, and South Africa, as I mentioned. Yeah, so like I said, it has been existing in other countries. So in South Africa, it launched like weeks ago. Yeah.
And so are we seeing this as a player with Netflix, Showmax, the other streaming services?
The big question is, why did they sign with them instead of Showmax and all the other ones that existed before?
You mean SABC?
Yeah, what did they pick them specifically?
Because for me, I think like maybe they offered a better deal in terms of the profits, how they're going to share type of thing, I think.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes, yeah. And next on the list, MTN is launching their own messaging app, something like WhatsApp.
Why?
Obviously, I just think they're trying to give their customers a platform, and obviously they want to make money out of it. Obviously, don't you think?
Another irrelevant thing.
Do you think it's not relevant?
No, there's so many messaging platforms. There's no need for MTN to do this. They should just focus on service delivery or something.
Okay.
They shouldn't waste their time on this kind of things.
Yeah. The news also comes with they'll also be launching their own streaming service, like where you stream music and all those things, and also their mobile money platform. So maybe it's like where people can send each other money type of thing.
Another irrelevant thing.
But I think that can work in terms of, remember, MTN, it's like taking over a whole lot of countries in Africa.
Yeah.
So their customer base can favor their decisions in a way. I don't think it will be Chain Smash for me.
Now, you know what I hate about this thing is that MTN is the one doing them, you know?
Yeah.
They're like internal projects for them.
Okay.
If it was like an external company doing this, I'd appreciate it. But okay, it's MTN. It's an internet service provider doing this. There's no need for them to do this.
Okay. So it's a no-no for you?
For me, same thing with Cell C Black, that Black streaming.
Yes, with that streaming service. Yeah.
For me, it's a no-no. Like, yeah, just focus on service delivery. Stop doing, there's companies that are doing that. Leave them to do that. Sponsor them instead of just you doing it.
Yeah. Okay.
True. I mean, if you're not a fan of Cell C, obviously you won't.
Yeah, you won't go to Black. Yeah. You know, if Black was just a standalone company, you know, you'd probably visit Black. But just because it's Cell C, like, no.
Yeah.
You know, they should. I don't think companies should focus on this kind of, like, you know, innovation. Like, please call me, and those SMS innovation. Yeah. I understand those ones. Yeah, they can focus on them, but them producing a new product and service and selling them as part of it, like streaming, and now they should
stop it for you.
They should stop it.
Yeah, Tabiso, does it work for you?
Nah, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Mm. Lerato, does it work for you?
No, it doesn't.
Are you're on MTN, right?
Yes, I'm using MTN, so, and I think they do have like something where you get, I don't know if it's the data or it's a streaming whatnot for music, but I don't understand it because I've never tried it out.
I see. Okay. So it's a no-no for you guys. Okay. And then next up, we have Taxify. Taxify is actually rebranding. They are going to be changing their name. They're going to call themselves Bolt. B-O-L-T. So the reason behind this, they just want to get rid of that taxi word, because they are now moving into like the electric scooter services. It will be just a company that's offering more like on your vehicle space, you know, so they don't want to be classified as only a taxi service type of thing. Do you think that's a bad thing? Good thing?
It's not bad. It's rebranding, I understand. But the biggest problem I have with Taxify is safety. I don't think they're focused on safety.
I remember even on some previous episode when you were talking about Uber and Taxify. Yeah, you did emphasize your point about safety of Taxify.
Yeah, I don't think
I still don't believe in the service. I mean, even if they change their name to is it
Bolt?
Bolt, yes.
It's still Taxify in
for
the
me, I still wouldn't go there, you know.
Okay, Taxify's problem safety. Let them focus on safety.
But like I said, remember guys, for them to change the name, it's not only like okay, Taxify only. They want to like focus more on the future type of thing, you know. Like I'm saying, they are moving into like the electric vehicles technology type of thing, you know. I mean, in future we are talking about Tesla now. It's a trend in the US, you understand?
Yeah.
So we gotta think of that, you understand? So that's for me, when I look at their statement saying that they're changing their rebranding to focus on electric vehicles, it makes sense to me. But obviously, when we look at only Taxify, it doesn't do much for Taxify as a taxi service. Yes.
Yeah.
Taxify.
We'll just have to see this one. But I'm not convinced about anything.
Okay.
They have to fix the safety thing.
Safety is very important for
the Taxify.
Yeah.
Yes. Taxify has a big, big problem with drivers. It has a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know you heard it, guys. Let us know about what you think about that. Don't remember. Don't forget, our hashtag is YMZ Tech Talk. Now, jumping on to our topic for today, we are talking about keeping up with technology and latest trends. You know, it's so difficult today to keep up with what's happening. We get smartphones almost every month. We get new technology that's coming up on home appliances, artificial intelligence. We have so many things that are happening. But we as human beings, are we keeping up with those things? And also, humans relying on the internet for everything.
Is for that almost everything.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
Because remember now.
I think it's...
Now it's like when you wake up, the first thing that you wake up, it's like, okay, let me head to my smartphone. Let me check my schedule for the day, or who WhatsApp me, who sent me a text. And when you get out of your house, you go to work, you just check also, you get your navigation thing. You check if there's any traffic where you go in, there's traffic. If you're using an Uber in the morning, you call Uber to go. Some people use Uber to go to work, probably.
True.
Those type of things, you know. And it's like, with the use of the smartphone today, it's like you have everything in your hand. True. And then when you don't have your smartphone for like 2 days, you feel like your world is like, even like, for example, imagine if the internet were to shut down for 2 days, would we be able to cope?
No. Yeah, probably. If it's shut down. Listen. One, everybody's on the internet. So if it all shuts down, we're all going to go back to normal. So if it shuts down for you, that's when you get stressed. Remember that. Because you know that everybody's on the internet. Everybody that you want is on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, if it, like, if you don't have data, you know, like, oh, you're stressed, you know, because you know that everybody that you want to communicate with is on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But look at it this way. Karabo, probably for a business, even for an individual who has to make online transaction every day, or you have a cloud or a software that you rely on to get data, those type of things every day. So imagine if that thing is disconnected for the whole day and you cannot work. Or maybe you get your business from emails, like everything for you is emails, and for 2 days your emails are not working.
Yep, but you gotta understand that these technology did something for you. You know, it made something faster for you. That's why you picked it, you know.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Yeah. That if you're gonna use the cloud, you picked it because the normal way of doing things is a long way. It's hard. Maybe it was easier to use the cloud. You know?
Yeah.
That
definitely.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes. That I'm not disregarding, because obviously we are, as I think, as technology advances and improves every day, we also look for ways and solutions that can improve our lives. Like, for example, if you used to check on emails at work, you look for a better way, like, how can I check for emails even when I'm on the road, even when I'm at home, you know, those type of things.
Yeah.
Then you buy a smartphone, then you can check your emails 24/7 type of thing, you know. But when those things are not available, are you at a disadvantage? Does your work life or your life stops?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Because your brain does rewrite, like, everything that you do every day, it's in your brain. The brain knows what to do, you know.
Yeah.
And it starts deleting or erasing those past experiences of doing things, you know. So when you lose that touch that you're using right now, you have to remember, hey, I have to, like Uber, like you're always Ubering somewhere. Yeah. Then Uber, like, let's say Uber shuts down.
Yeah.
Now you're like, hey, I have to take a text. How do you take a text? Do I point up? Do I point down? How much is it? That kind of thing, you know. Because you forgot it when you were on Uber, you know.
Yeah.
That's one of those things.
So we can confidently say if the internet was to shut down for a day or two, it will be a disaster?
Yeah, it will, in a way.
Okay, for you, how will it be a disaster?
Not personally, like, you know, not because my business is in the cloud, so if it's shut down, everything is down.
Okay.
You can't make money, can't make a cent, it just goes down like that.
Okay, Lerato,
it's gonna be a disaster, because I think the internet has made our lives so much easier. You can Uber, you can do everything that you want on the internet, you can get information there. If you need something, then you can just go on the internet and look it up. So it has made our lives easier.
Okay. Tabiso?
Yeah, I feel like my life will be kind of paused in a way.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like having no electricity, the whole thing, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't access your emails. You cannot even check on the social accounts, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, I think my life would be in a paused mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are we also guaranteed that the internet is gonna be there forever?
Yes. Yeah. You know, how you know, because I used to follow these articles. I know there is a company that controls the internet.
Yes.
In such a way, not in such a way that they have full control, but in such a way that they have rules and standards where things should be and should not, you know, those kind of things. And I know that they have the keys, the actual keys to it, you know.
Yeah.
And they're constantly improving it. They make sure that this is the new standard. You know, right now, HTTPS is the new standard. Even Google, your website, if it's not HTTPS, they flag it red, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Those are the part of the new standards. Mm-hmm. They're always constantly improving it. Yeah.
Because remember even the recent incident where, is it in Zim? Where they cut down the connectivity and there was a whole lot of massacre. People couldn't communicate the news, what's happening and everything.
Yeah.
And then that was a bit of example that we managed to see the power of connectivity and the internet and social media. That
if you don't have, when they interfere.
Yes,
freedom of speech, that's when things like that happen.
But does also government have can wake up one day and say, okay, we don't want to connect these people today.
You remember, governments, they have the communication policies.
Yeah.
So every company that runs the internet, they have to foundation on that communication policies. Oh,
I see, yes.
So they literally do have the keys to the internet, but not in such a way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I see that, yeah. And then also, let's touch more on keeping up with technology as human beings. I mean, I remember the other day I went to McDonald's, for example, to buy some burger. Okay, cool. I get there. And there's this nice kiosk where you can just dip, pay there and then you just go collect your order. I mean, that's advanced technology. And also, we get smartphones almost every month that are being released. And obviously, they are packed with new technology, camera and functions that we don't even know. So, are we keeping up enough as human beings?
Yeah, we could be in such a way, you know.
Yeah, because you gotta remember also, for example, let's say this. Lerato starts a new work today at a certain company. They got the A-class technology type of thing. They have to first put you in training to be able to teach you how to use that certain technology, right? You understand?
Yes.
And it also goes with older people. Can they keep up with what's happening now? If people are talking about something is trending on Twitter, a hashtag, what's that? Artificial intelligence. I can just go on Netflix, watch shows, record them, download them on my smartphone. I mean, how does that work? You know, can people really keep up with that?
I mean, a simple thing isn't like ATM.
Yes.
Yes, because some people, when they get there, they that's get a good confused.
Example. I mean, yes, yeah.
Even nowadays, for example, FNB ATMs, the touch screens.
Yes.
When you get there, you don't see the buttons.
The buttons, confused, you get confused. You know? Yes, yeah. That's very key. I think that's a great example, actually, because we knew the whole ATM technology. It was just about buttons and screen. You understand?
Yeah.
So now if they introduce something that's like only touch screen, some people who have never been to the ATM for a long time, they don't even like, okay, where do I even press? Those type of things, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, imagine if they were to do like a voice interaction type of ATM where you get there, you don't even have to put your PIN. Maybe they just scan you or a touch ID type of thing. Will still people be able to understand, okay, I have to put my finger, those type of things, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of weird, but the way the transition is the problem. Technology is moving fast. It's always going to move. It's the transition. I think companies sometimes are lacking in that transition. They just introduce something, they expect people to know how to use it.
Yeah.
It sucks. But you can't train, FNB can train everyone on how to use touch screens, one of those things.
It's
just hoping that, you know, your child, your kid, your sister, one who knows how to use it might help you out, you know, and teach you.
Yes.
It's one of those things. But you also need to remember that the internet has made jobs easier right now in terms of there were jobs out there that, you know, this social media management thing, it wasn't there.
Yes.
It's because of the internet and all that is there. There are jobs that are popping up, like you don't even know what's going on. You're like, what? Is that a job?
Yeah, for someone, you know, just to manage Facebook and then manage promoting some of the ads and all that.
It's a job. You just sit there to do social media.
Because of the internet, you know, you gotta appreciate it for things like that.
Yes. No, we cannot disregard the good of it, you know. But for me, it's about also like keeping up with those things. Because I also remember when I tweeted this a week ago, it's like, when you go buy a new smartphone, let me say I'm going to buy the new 10X Max or the Galaxy S10. Also, it's something that retailers, when I get to MTN or I go to a Samsung shop, do they tell me exactly what's in the phone, how I can use the functionality? Have you ever been to a retail where they explain everything?
They just put the features like 1, 2, 3, and the specs. I think they always put the specs.
Yeah. But if you ask, they can always tell you.
I think it's just 10% of them who can tell you
exactly what there is. Exactly, yeah.
They're sales people. Yeah. They have to sell.
You know? So it's a matter of do these companies, do these brands that make electronics, do they educate consumers enough about what's new, the functionalities that they've upgraded their devices with? They don't.
I don't think they do, but they rely on the internet and influencers to do that. YouTubers to do that.
But for me, I'm someone who's not on social media. I'm someone who's not on internet, but I want a latest phone. How am I going to know that this phone has a touch ID?
You get into an iStore.
Yeah.
And then you see maybe two different MacBooks.
Yes.
But you are confused. You don't know which one to take.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
And I think, and
when you ask someone who works there, they don't have an idea of what's going on. What's the major difference between those two laptops, you know?
Yeah. But there will always be that one person in the store, even if it's the manager, like, oh, let me call the manager, you know, that person who can close you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. Because in this way, it says, it seems like, it seems like consumers, when we get to a shop, we already know what we want to buy and we already know what we are buying, type of thing. Because it's like you won't find someone saying, okay, hi, say, are you sure you know how to use this TV, smart TV? Can I show you how to use it? Or are you fine? You don't even get those questions. It's like, okay, which one do you want? Okay, come and pay. Then they're done with you. You got warranty, blah blah blah. They explain those T's and C's, and then they're done with you, type of thing.
Yeah, the user manual will just help you out, man. So it just sticks.
Yeah,
you know, the problem is in technology. It's like the adaptation of it. You know,
okay.
In South Africa, we are really really way back in adapting new technologies.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's not thinking the technology's fault. It's us, the way we were, the way the whole country was built from the start. You know.
I get
things
you.
Like that. Yeah. I know in America they are early adapters of technology.
Yes,
throw something out, they know it. They want it.
Yeah.
I say like, I know.
It's too much.
No, you are like that.
Yeah.
And another thing that I've noticed is that I don't know if it's Hubble or Humble or what that you get in the Uber. That screen.
I think Hubble. Yes.
So many people don't use that. I don't even know how to use it, and I don't know what's that for.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see, for me, that I was saying, it's like we've got these brands that are just throwing this technology at us, but they don't even explain or teach us, like, this is how it works. Like, for example, Lerato, what he's talking about, it's like a small interactive screen that you can watch adverts on, volume, everything, check out, play games and everything, enter competitions. But when you get inside the Uber, they don't even say, there's a screen there, interact with it. Or Hubble themselves, they didn't even say much on social media, or we don't even know. It's only me, I have to find out, like, okay, what's Hubble? Let me Google them and then see those type of
things. That's what I mean. In other countries like the US, it's probably booming, this Hubble thing, you know. So like, okay, you know, South Africa, maybe it's the next big thing. Let's push it there. And they get here, they forget that we are not early adapters of technology. You know, we are slow. We don't even trust things that much. Like, hey, this Hubble thing, should I put my credit card on it? They're like, hey, never.
But
you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, but they still expect and want us to spend on those products.
They're relying on your mental capabilities. Let me say that in such a way that you, yourself, the way you've been learning your environment, you might know something about it, you know.
But don't you think that's careless enough, even risky, for a brand to put out a product without educating consumers about it?
No, I think it's the push. I think, you know, Uber has selectively picked places where they know that this thing might work 80% of the time. You know, like Joburg.
Yeah.
They won't just push it in Limpopo, like, okay, let's take Apple to Limpopo. They know that probably 10% or 10% of people are really gonna use it. Like, we don't want this thing. You know?
Ouch! No bashing to Limpopo.
No, it's my place. They know me. It's my people.
So we can confidently say we are trying to catch up with technology, but at the same time, it's kind of like difficult.
Yes.
Yeah.
One thing I know for sure is that Cape Town are early adapters of technology. They've been at the forefront in South African technology. They like Taxify, there are guys from there, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, so
and because we get a whole lot of startups that are in that side. Cape Town,
yeah,
it's like our own small Silicon Valley, that side, you know. Yeah.
Silicon Cape.
Yes, yeah.
I think my advice would be that
brands
should advertise more about the technological features. Whatever it is, Samsung needs to come and advertise.
Yeah.
Not just the specs, but the use. But I think they're trying to do that. I've seen Samsung ads that are showing the cameras, or the capabilities of the cameras.
Yeah.
Brands need to do that more and more and more. In South Africa, they need to do those kind of things, you know. I think the biggest problem I hate about TV, you know, like, I hate TV. I don't want to lie. I think the biggest problem I hate about TV. You know that I hate TV. I don't want to lie. I think the biggest problem I hate about TV, you know that I hate TV, I don't want to lie, I hate TV. For a couple of things.
Yeah.
Most of them is those Afbob ads.
Yeah.
And Outsurance ad. I hate that. I hate no. Like clientele ads.
Yeah.
They're always there. They're always there every day. Yes, I don't know, maybe they're successful, but can they stop?
They can't.
SABC.
They're getting the check,
you know?
But it's like, no, they should stop, man. Yeah. Every time you're watching something, clientele.
Oh, okay.
Assurance, clientele. Yeah. Assurance, come on. I even switched it off, off. No, I'll stream whatever I want to watch now.
Ouch.
These ads are too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Change the ads. I don't mind the ads. Mm. Change them. I have more ads, but same ads.
You can imagine if Samsung takes that whole maybe 20 minutes and then review or take viewers spend? Through the new S10 or whatever,
Are they ready to that spend could be that type of money?
I don't think they would, because we have attention disorder, man. We just watch something for 3 minutes. If it goes along, we're like, okay, fine.
That's fine. Okay. Because also, the issue also goes into the law, the government, in terms of regulations. Because I was reading an article about how e-cigarettes became a problem, you know. Government didn't even know how to regulate them, put laws and everything. And by the time they said, okay, this is the law for e-cigarettes, you know, already something is changing already. They've come up with a new, better concept than e-cigarettes, those type of things, you know. So it's it's always also hard for the government, the law, to say, how do we manage this thing, you know, those type of things, yeah.
It's the same thing that happened to Uber when it came to South Africa.
The taxi industry
didn't know how to
place.
It's
everywhere. Yeah. It became a big problem. The one playing around the law, they didn't even break the law. You know, the law wasn't there for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also imagine if there were five dope trends that were to be implemented in South Africa this month. How is the government going to cope with that in terms of how do we place that? How do we make it lawful, you know, those type of things, yeah. So, yeah, you let us know what you think, guys. Lerato, any final closing?
I have a problem. There was a time where I went to some interview. It was a sales consultant interview.
Yeah.
It was for Samsung brands.
Okay.
And the only question that they asked was, what is Samsung?
Ouch.
That was the only thing. So they don't teach you anything about the
products
and what's going to happen and whatnot. So it's also a problem, because when you go to the store, those people can't tell you what are the futures, how do they help you.
So it's also about having a proper team that's able to understand the product also in store. So when I get to buy the product, do those people understand?
How do products overcome that?
But this is sales, you know. Sales is about them making you sort of feel like you need it, you know, like cover you, really.
But how do I need it if I don't know how to use it?
They will close you. That's part of it. The confusion is part of closing a deal.
Oh, I get you.
No, they don't.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, is that a fair play? Is that a fair play to consumers?
It's business.
Okay.
To them, it's business.
So they're just tricking us.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, so guys, I think that's it from us. We want to hear your point, your views. Let us know what you think. Our hashtag is YMZ Tech Talk on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and IG is @YomZanzi. Karabo, where can people catch you?
Karabo Gerald, everywhere.
Lerato?
Rato _Mudisela on Twitter and Instagram.
And Tabiso?
Tabiso Designer, both on Twitter and Instagram.
Whatever you design.
I wonder. He still says he's a designer. Okay, guys. Yeah, no, it's a wrap from us. And then thanks for tuning in this one.
Oh, wait.
Cheers.